The country may be on lockdown, but consumers who continue to earn a steady income are being warned not to take advantage of this situation and assume a payment holiday. And if people have debts but have been adversely affected by the latest developments, they're being advised to call their creditors urgently to register the possible difficulties and work with them to reach solutions. And for those who are already in a debt review process, they must absolutely not renege on their monthly obligations. This is the advice of debt specialist DebtSafe, and I'm joined on the line by Carla Oberholzer, who's a debt advisor there. Thanks very much, Carla, for joining us. So we've heard about some of the local banks giving their customers a break over the next few months, given the financial challenges that will come with this current coronavirus situation. But one of your messages is that consumers must absolutely not make assumptions about payment holidays and must rather talk directly with their creditors if that's something that they need to pursue.
Yes, definitely, Nombi. So, yes, last week various banks announced certain measures to assist their customers, which is obviously small business owners, but the steps apply to their customers in good standing, of course, and not everybody that is already in arrears. So we have to know that consumers who might qualify will have to incur interest on these accounts in the long term. So even though you're getting a bit of debt relief and you've been a good customer, you have to incur interest later on as well. So you have to be careful for that.
So what are the dangers of consumers becoming inward at this time, electing not to pay their dues and deciding to ignore calls from their creditors?
No, I would definitely not advise them to do it. I think if consumers are struggling to make repayments, they have to immediately seek help so that the channels can get explored. And the sooner you communicate, the sooner both parties might find a workable solution to resolve issues of financial distress. So I think, you know, for now, although we are in lockdown, now is not the time to not open up and communicate with your creditors or banks.
Yeah. So what happens in a scenario where people do have debt, but the latest situation means that come the 17th of April, they may actually be without a job? Where do they turn to get assistance? Because they'll literally have no income.
Yes, as a debt counsellor, I'm deeply concerned about the situation and the financially distressed, Nopu, and also those already under debt review if you look at our industry. So my advice would be to definitely talk to your creditors and seek the National Credit Regulator for advice on what to do and where to go forth. I know that, for example, in our industry, the National Debt Counselling Association have been approached or have approached the National Credit Regulator and major credit providers to see if there are any assistance. But even in our industry, you know, it feels a bit unreasonable and feels so heartened by this. But current consumers under debt review still need to honour those payment plans since it's an order of the courts.
Yes.
And the courts, you can't change that. So I really just want to encourage people not to get discouraged, to stay calm, work with what you have, and to see what you can do forth, but firstly start to communicate at least.
So now, for those people who are in such a bad, dire situation that they have to go into debt review, what's involved in the process and who qualifies?
Yes, definitely not you. I would advise individuals that still receive a form of income to ask for a free assessment and to get that assessment and see if they will qualify for debt review. If they do not qualify, say to not being employed like you mentioned earlier, I would advise them to go to the National Credit Regulator to ask for relief and to say, listen, this is my circumstance, what can I do? So they are more than welcome to visit that website, and that will be www.ncr.org.za.
And of course, people have no excuse not to communicate because the financial sector remains open due to being deemed an essential service.
Yes, definitely not. So you just have to explore what channels you have to use. Consumers still can use email and perhaps not a phone line, but since various companies or employees might be working remotely or from home during this time. And as you'll see, as soon as you open up very specific web pages, so for example, a National Credit Regulator, they do have a contact list of individuals that will be able to assist you. So everybody is working together. You know, it is dire times, but I just want to encourage everybody else out there and not to get discouraged, to get the communication going and to think of ways now to how are you going to improve your financial situation in the future, to take a step back, Nompu. And I've seen creative individuals that have been getting music lessons. Maybe it won't, you know, fill the bill or boost your income this month, but maybe in a few months to come, you will gain attraction, and that would have helped. And teachers are giving online classes. Other individuals and entrepreneurial individuals are making masks and assisting, and, you know, supplies out there. So I think we're very creative, and I think we just have to take a step back and see, what is my current situation, and what am I going to do about it, and whom am I going to seek help from to assist me in this process?
Mm. I know that you're a debt specialist, but one of the conversations that we constantly have is the importance of saving. And I suppose this moment in time serves as an illustration of why it is so important to actually have a buffer in the bank.
Yes, definitely. For times like these, we should have actually had an emergency fund. But I know, you know, for saying that, I don't want to be the prophet of doom and saying what people already know and perhaps feel that it's too late. But now it's also a time to think, okay, I'm not using that much fuel or, you know, transport, so what am I going to do with those extra savings?
Yes.
And where can I fill a hole with that? So I think people need to get creative, and we have to plan for a better financial future, if you understand what I mean. And
absolutely,
when stuff like this happens, a crisis like this happens, we can actually deal with it, and we can be, you know, we have been proactive, so we can assist other people to do the same and to set an example.
That was Carla Oberholzer. She's a debt advisor at DebtSafe.